Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As we say each and every time we fill in, please do not wait until the end of the show. We're here until 3 o'clock. If you want to hop on board, always an open mic session. If you did have questions about you and your money as well, we can help you. 803-0930-930. We're going to be talking bail reform today. And really, I guess, Clem, we're going to share some stories because some of this stuff, I think you said it before we hopped on here. It's like, you know, no matter how many times you read some of this stuff, you think, what in the heck are people thinking? Like, I mean, you know, it's not like we're letting people out that grabbed a few Snickers bars on the way out of a 7-Eleven store. I mean, these are sickening things, and we'll share some of the stories. But shocking, shocking. Yeah. I mean, Democrat, Republican, who cares? Like, why would you let these monsters back out?
And it's not just New York. I mean, we're going to talk a lot of bail reform today and a lot of New York cases because a lot of cases are out of New York. Mm-hmm. But it's not just New York. No. Obviously, we've seen cases in places like Charlotte where that poor woman was stabbed in the neck.
Yeah, Florida.
New Jersey, same
Florida.
Thing. Florida. Somebody who was just put out on bail, $9,500 in bail, had already, I think, a prior for attempted rape, and this was another case where somebody tried to drag her into a woman into the woods or whatever for a sexual battery attempt, and $9,500 bail, like put it right back out.
$9,500.
That's it. So it's already happened, you know, once. It's happened a second time now, and they put him right back out. And that's Florida, of course. So.
Well, and that's what really blows your mind, right? We'll talk more about that. But it's like, all right, once, I don't see it, right? I've always said there's two sides to the equation. One is you put a list together of things that are just, you don't get two strikes at it, right? It's not baseball. So
immediately to jail.
Yeah, that's right.
To jail.
Right, that's right. Well, I called it bingo this morning. We're on a different radio station. Not bingo. No, no. Bingo doesn't have jail. Monopoly has jail, right? Go right to jail. Okay, you touch a kid. Anything, children.
You land on that space, directly to jail.
Directly to jail. And you're staying there. You should stay there for a long time. I think there's other things that, like, okay, we don't get a second chance to, like, rehab you, right? You're raping people. You're murdering people, right? So that's just something we just can't take a chance with, you know? Touching children, right? Don't get a second chance with it, right? All right, you grabbed a Snickers bar. Okay, you were caught selling some pot. I get it, right? That's not what's happening here.
The amazing thing is Joe Biden was the architect of the 1994 crime bill that was part of the three strikes and you're out legislation.
Loved it, by the way. I loved his speech.
Loved it.
Go back and listen to that speech, man. It was awesome. He talked about if you get busted with a bag of drugs the size of a quarter, you're going to jail. I don't want you with my daughter, my wife.
Yeah.
Get it? Love it.
Yep. Now, Trump changed a lot of that because he actually, in the first term, passed bail reform, prison reform, because there was a lot of people who got charged with three strikes of marijuana and they were in for life, right? But I think we can go back to something similar with violent criminals, right? Mm-hmm. Again, you stole a Snickers bar. Fine. You break into a car. Great.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. But now you've assaulted people violently 38 times. Yeah. Okay. You know, I think three's enough. I think that third time is probably just about enough, right? Because you see these cases 30 times, 35 times. I mean, again, even if it's the third time or the second time, you did it once, we let you out. You did it again, so we're going to let you out. No, that's not the right answer. The right answer is we're not going to let you out the second time. We're going to keep you in until you have your trial.
How about this? We've got a few, and we've got a bunch of different cases we'll talk through in the next 2 hours. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys, filling in for Joe Beamer here until 3 o'clock. Please don't wait till the end of the show to hop on board. 803-0930-*930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. This is new.
What needs to happen, though? I guess the question to the audience is, what do we need to do? I mean, does Congress need to impeach these judges?
Yep. Does Congress need to impeach these judges? Absolutely. Let me read the. As we're having a little issue.
It's a bipartisan issue, right?
Yeah. Sorry, we had a little issue with your mic, Glenn. Repeat.
Sorry about that. This is a bipartisan issue, right? I mean, I think we can all agree that we don't want violent criminals let out onto the street.
Yeah.
So the question to the audience is, what do we need to do to fix this? How do we get everyone on the same page to make it so that we're not letting people out that have violently assaulted people for 30 times or even 3 times? What do we got to do?
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, the man accused of killing Officer Diller, had 21 prior arrests, a fact that led to increased scrutiny of the bail reform law and calls for its repeal. 21. Right. What would be a good number? Let's ask that as well. What's a good number? Is it baseball, 3 strikes?
I like 3. I think that makes sense.
I think you divide it into 2 categories. One is you get 1 shot at it and it's done. And then here's the other category.
Yeah, there's definitely the no pass go for sure. Yeah. Or directly to jail.
You know, even that, we talked about, robbed a car or robbed some Snickers bar. Okay. Well, how many of those? Because what happens is it goes from a Snickers bar to a car to I was in a house and killed somebody because I shouldn't have been there, you know? Exactly. At some point, like 21 times? Are you kidding me? And it's time. We've been doing this show for 20 something years talking about how bad it was 20 years ago. Remember the City Girls shooting when they talked about the track record that they had. And it was, I think at the time they had maybe that gentleman had been arrested 2 or 3 times. And we were like, how does this happen?
Well, yeah, it was at least 4 priors. I remember 4 priors and 2 of which were for prior illegal gun possession. And then of course he went on to shoot a bunch of people. Right. So,
right.
But, you know, 21. Now it's like 4.
That's 4.
This is child's play. This is minor league stuff.
Didn't even start 40. Yet. Right. Didn't even start yet. All right. 803-0930-*930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer. We will answer your financial calls as well. We are the financial guys. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. And we are a one-stop financial shop. So if you need help with Medicare planning, we have a whole team of independent Medicare reps that can help. And it is a crazy year for that. Our phone lines are just lighting up. So you can't wait until December to think you're going to get an appointment or even, mid-November. If you're interested in getting a review of your plan, 833-FIN-GUYS, we can help you. Buffalo, Batavia, and all the way out in Rochester as well. And then, of course, managing money, we can help you with that. That's what we do. Certified financial planners, registered investment advisors, and chartered financial analysts. The question today, what do we do with bail reform? How do we fix this? I mean, it's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's I have daughters and a wife, and I've got a mom, and I've got sisters, and I don't want them out on the street with a man that was accused of 21 or arrested 21 prior times before they decided to pull the trigger and kill somebody. There's another one. This is Jose Carrera, the mother of the Army veteran who was stabbed to death in 2018, pointed to bail reform law signed by then Governor Cuomo as a reason the suspects' bails were lowered after their most serious charges were dropped. So a bunch of actually that was 10 prior arrests before they decided to stab that Army veteran. So unreal. And we'll go through the whole list of these today. Tanner, we got anybody up on deck yet? Not yet. All right. 803-0930-*930.
It's some of these are, you think you've seen it all. And then you sent me one, first one you sent me, Mike, I just was like, oh my God, it shocks you. I mean, when you think, okay, this one in particular in New York, I didn't even catch this, but this was last year. Officials rail against bail reform as 4 suspects charged, then let go in New York City mutilations case.
Mutilation. So
the, mutilation. They found two bodies, right? They were concealing the bodies. They were dismembered, right? They've got four suspects, and they what do you do? Well, you'd want to keep them in jail, not in New York. They let them go. So they're out there. They're just out
mutilation.
There.
Mutilation.
Yeah, chopping up bodies. Even that in New York.
Could you?
It's unbelievable.
That.
It's
even
just
that.
Shocking. It's, I mean, even that.
You almost got to laugh because you think, like, what could you? Well, what could be worse than mutilating a body?
When they tell you it's only for certain crimes, and when they tell you it's not for violent crimes, and when they tell you it's all a lie.
Yeah.
The Democrats lie. That's what they do. I hate to say it, but when it comes to bail reform, and Kathy Hochul's out there going, well, we don't think that's the cause. No. I'm sure that's not it.
Well, all
that's
the way
not,
back,
you know,
all the way back to 2019 going into 2020 when they said, well, there was this huge spike in crime after bail reform. Okay, not working. They blamed it on COVID.
They blamed it on COVID.
It's not. Right. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're letting these people out.
Right.
It has everything to do with COVID. Now, many folks have heard the statistic from us before, but we had Mayor Rudy Giuliani on a while ago, and he had the breakdown of New York City, and it was 278 people were responsible for almost 90% of the crimes. 278. You're talking, what, 17 million people in that city? And you're 300 people? This is a no-brainer to me, right? Just keep them in jail.
Well,
of course. And here's the deal, right? When you look at a gentleman being arrested 21 prior times before he kills Officer Diller, well, that's a lot of crime, man. There's the 90% right there.
There was a case a couple years ago. It was over Christmas. I remember it in particular because we were filling in at the time for somebody, and we were talking about exactly this. And it was something on the lines of the guy is a homeless guy on the corner, well known guy, right? And he violently attacks somebody on a Friday. So they pick him up, they put him in jail, they release him same day, right? Back out, right? The next day on Saturday, he does the same thing, violently attacks somebody else. Pick him up, put him in jail, they release him a third time, and then he attacks somebody else the third time and put that person in the hospital. Or maybe even killed him. I'm not quite sure I remember exactly, but literally over a span of 4 days, and they couldn't keep this guy in jail. And I think they left.
God, unreal.
Again, as a judge, how do you sleep at night? Like, how do you, you know, if it's me as a judge, I'm either resigning my position or I'm finding a way to say, I can't in all good conscience put this person back on the street that I know is probably going to cause somebody's death or destroy a family. You look at that case in Buffalo, it's happened now more than once, sadly. Where the guy, the woman literally said, listen, if you let this guy out, he's going to come kill me.
Yeah,
that's what he said. This he's going.
Yep.
I'm fearing for my life. And of course, she can't get a gun permit to protect herself. Right.
Yep.
But that
by
takes
the way,
forever and a day, even though it's gotten a lot better. But
yeah,
still,
that,
it's not instant.
And that gentleman you're talking about had been arrested before. Had been arrested.
Yes.
This wasn't like his first attempt, and the courts are trying to figure out, boy, you know, this guy has never done anything wrong. We've got to make a decision.
Right.
This guy's been arrested before. Been arrested.
What happens?
Before.
Goes right out. Gets out. They let him out. Goes right to her house and kills her.
Yep.
You know, just
yep.
awful. Just awful. And how as a judge do you look at that? How do you go? I mean, how for the rest of your life do you not carry that burden with you? I would.
No.
If it's me and I've got the power to find a way to keep that person in jail, and you can say, well, they're just doing their job. They don't have the power. And that may be so. But again, if that's me and I don't have the power and I can't do anything about it, I'm still not sleeping at night. I'm doing something else for a living. That's,
you better,
that's just as simple.
Yeah. How many judges do you know, Glenn, that are out talking about this, right? I'd be all over the news. I would be all over the news screaming at the top of my lungs saying, look it, folks, can't blame me for this. You got to think a little differently, right?
Yep.
Here's another one. Serial shoplifter Isaac Rodriguez was nabbed nearly 50 times this year alone. 50 times. 50 times. So basically, this guy robs every day, right? if he was caught 50 times, he's basically out robbing every single day. Rodriguez, 22, currently has 23 open cases in Queens, part of a mind-boggling rap sheet that lists 74 arrests dating to 2015. He allegedly hit up one Walgreens in Jackson Heights 37 times during the year.
30 a year? He's in once a
year.
Week. He's
37.
Your best customer.
37 times, yeah.
I mean, you got to know him coming. Like, oh, here comes Bill. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But also has targeted a slew of other retailers, stealing everything from baby formula love that too. Victoria's Secrets merchandise.
37 times in a year. Thanks
to the state revolving door criminal justice system, the petty larceny and stolen property charges don't qualify for bail. So no bail. No
bail. That's unreal. So, well, a bail, at some point, don't you get prison time for doing the crime? I forget bail for a second here. At what point do you go to jail for the crime itself?
Yeah, now here's, and we were talking before about how this leads to other things. It wasn't until Rodriguez was nabbed for assault on June 7th, a gang attack of a 39-year-old Jackson Hype man that he was finally locked up. So he, records show he's now being held at Rikers Island on $10,000 bail. So all those arrests.
Right. Still only 10 grand.
And finally, a gang attack on a 39-year-old guy, they bumped it up to $10,000.
Well, gosh, Camilla could raise that in a heartbeat. She's big on raising money for people like that. So anyway, let's take a phone call for the break.
10 grand. What's that to some of these drug dealers? Show up with the cash.
Let's sneak in Bill in Erie real quick before we got to go to a break. Hey, Bill, thanks for holding. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Nice to hear you on the show. There's no repercussions anymore. Now, there's no accountability. You go out, you commit a crime, you used to be go to jail, or you do whatever. Now it's just in and out, in and out, in and out. I don't get it.
You're not even in. It's just the out part.
You're right. Exactly. They don't make it that far. Yeah. But I just caught George Carlin's bit on the prison system from years ago. Can't play it on the radio, but I recommend listening to it.
All right.
Yeah, he's great. One of the greats.
Yeah, he was funny. Yeah, no, thanks, you're Bill. Right. Nothing, what it used to be scared of the law, right?
No repercussions anymore.
None. You used to be scared of the law. You used to be scared to be think, boy, I don't want to get arrested. I don't want to end up in that cop car. I don't want that ride into the police department, right? Let alone stuck in jail overnight. Yeah. This particular dirtbag, 50 times this year alone. 50 times this year alone, shoplifting.
Just get a job. At that point, you're working hard enough to get a job, are you not? I mean, you're going in once a week. just get an application. Apply for a job.
To that, though, I mean, he's probably going in for a half an hour or so, right?
I guess.
And to your point, it's not just New York. I mean, Dallas was the one who started this stuff with, hey, you can shoplift, but you get caught with 800 or more, then you're in trouble. 800 or less, I'll tell you what, problem. $800 tax-free every day. It's not a bad lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot of street stakes.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill, we'll give you the final thought here before we got to take a break.
Everybody, just be nice to each other. That's all. Just try to be nice.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. By the way, you want to hop on board, 803-0930-930. Do not wait until 3 o'clock, folks. Financial Guys Mike Lomas, Gunwiggle filling in for Joe Beamer, and we are leaving at 3. They cut the mics off. So every time we fill in, all the phone lines light up at 2:45 and we don't get to you. So 803-0930-930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236 if you're outside the area, and love to hear your thoughts on bail reform. How do we fix this, folks? I mean, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing. We've talked to a lot of Democrats and Republicans, and we all agree that we want safe communities, right? We want, and when you say things like, hey, Isaiah Rodriguez, should he have been let out 50 times in 1 year for robbing? And 99.9% of people say absolutely not. Right. So why can't we fix it? This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. Now, maybe the Democrats don't want to admit that the bail reform didn't work. All right. But look, give the power back to some of these judges, and then let's hold these judges accountable. Right. To the point of places like, by the way, places like Florida are doing that. That's where, you know, a place like Florida will continue to cleanse itself. It's not going to be perfect. And when I hear, well, Florida's dangerous. Well, Florida's at a 50-year low when it comes to crime, a 50-year low. Miami is at a 90-year low. Is it perfect? No. Are there still problems with drugs and robbery? Of course. But you tell me that that place is at a 50-year low when the population has gone from just a few million to, what, 20 million people now? They seem to be moving. It used to be so many people move there every week, and now it's like every minute there's another New Yorker relocating down to Florida. But so you've got millions and millions of new people, yet crime's down 50%. Millions of people in Miami, all all types of mixed people, right? Black, blue, yellow, red, tall, short. Every 90-year low. Something's right. What?
It's working.
What? By the way, they're going the opposite. You can now carry your gun out in public in Florida. Yeah. They're not taking away bullets. They're not taking away guns.
There's consequences for criminals in Florida. That's the difference. I mean, the criminals will tell you. We go to Florida to spend the money. We go to New York to steal it.
Yep, that's
it's
right.
It's just that simple. There's consequences in Florida. We don't want to get caught in Florida. We go to jail.
Yeah, yeah. And the sheriff, by the way, if you ever have the chance to watch some of the morning
Polk
calls.
Polk County Sheriff especially. He's awesome.
Polk? Is it Polk, right?
Polk County. There's a couple of them, but the Polk County Sheriff in particular is. Yeah. He pulls up the charts. He's like, here's this dirtbag right here. He's got the picture of him.
The dirtbag of the morning. He's got his coffee. He plugs some coffee company, too. It's real cool. He's so smooth. He's got his cup of coffee. Because, yeah, a little milk in it, a little cream. This is the dirtbag of the day we got yesterday.
This is hilarious. Yeah, he's good. He's great.
Yeah, that's the county that they were mad because not because the neighbor shot the criminal breaking into the house, but because they didn't kill him.
Yes.
He said, you know, next, whoever, whatever neighbor did it, we're not mad. We're happy. We just want to give you some lessons because next time if you kill him, there's a very high probability he won't rob again. Right. So that's a different animal. I assure you, though, nobody will be robbing on that street next time around. Nobody, right. Nope. Nobody will think of coming down that street and robbing a house ever again. So,
exactly.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Again, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Love to hear from you. Do not wait until the end of the show, folks. If you need us throughout the week here in Buffalo, Rochester, Batavia, 833-FIN-GUYS, and we're a one-stop financial shop, so we can help you with, we have independent AHIP-certified Medicare reps that can help you with your Medicare. Home and auto division, we can shop over 25 companies to save you money when it comes to your home, your auto insurance, your RVs, your motorcycles. We can help you with that. And of course, making sure you've got the proper coverage and then financial planning, certified financial planners, registered investment advisors, chartered financial analysts. We can help you. Our bench is very deep. Again, use us as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget our app, by the way. If you like us, download our app and you can get more of the Financial Guys content. Find that all on our website, thefinancialguys.com. All right, Tanner, we're going to take a quick break, buddy, right? You're going to come back with some good music, some type of rock and roll. All right, Mike Lomas, Ben Wiggle, we'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, and we are the Financial Guys filling in for Joe Beamer. By the way, if you like what you hear, you like more of the Financial Guys, don't be afraid to download our app. You can go to our website with all that, thefinancialguys.com. Our podcasts throughout the week, found on all the major podcast networks. And, of course, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN, 1 to 3 each Saturday, every Saturday. And it's funny because a lot of times people will say, oh, I listen to your show, but do they? Like, you know, oh, I've heard you on talk sports radio. I've heard you on all this. Like, no, or WBEN 1 to 3. And been there for a long, long time. I forget when we started WBEN, was it noon? Was it 12 to 1? 12 to... I think it was 12 to 1, and then somehow we got 1 to 2.
We were like, I think we were 2. No, we were like 2 to 3. And I think it was Tom Torbjørnsen was on from like 12 to 2.
Oh, the car guy.
And then he left, and then we dropped down to like 1 to 3, I think, at that point. So we moved up an extra hour as opposed to back. So
we were able to actually interview Cigar Dave a few weeks ago. We were at that charity thing at Wings for Hope on a cigar fest, and it was cool. All of a sudden, Cigar Dave walks by, and I'm like, wait a minute, we know that voice. So that was really, awesome. Really cool. If you want to hop on board again, 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And we're talking about, how do we fix this? You know, what do we do to fix bail reform? And, you know, this constant stories of these folks, you know, getting arrested, and it's crime after crime after crime. You know, locally here, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's a detective, and they had arrested the same kid. And I'll call him a kid. He was 20, 21 years old, 3 times in 1 month for stealing cars. At what point do the detectives and the police officers just say, why, it's not worth it? It's not worth my time. Why am I going to put my family in jeopardy? Me and, you know, myself in jeopardy to arrest these same people that you just continue to let back out in the streets.
It's just gotta be so frustrating. Well, you know what I mean? Cause you just like, oh, here it goes again. Oh yeah. There's the same kid again. There's the same person again. And you know, they're going to be let back out again. And it's like a revolving door of, I couldn't even imagine. It just gotta be so demoralizing to just have to constantly be dealing with the same people. And then, you know, of course, with the whole anti-police thing we've had, you add that to the mix. And to your point, there's a risk involved here, too. They're getting assaulted. They're getting murdered in some cases, sadly. They're getting ambushed. it's just lunacy. It seems as if there's a huge chunk of the Democrat Party, at least, and maybe part of the Republicans. I'm not quite sure that it seems to be okay with criminals running amongst the public. And I think the people that are most okay with it are the ones that are behind walled fences or walled gates or walled communities, or they're living in, I think, who is it? Mom Dami put it, the white communities that he wants to tax, right?
Yes.
Those white neighborhoods.
For those who are not up to speed on that, that's how he wants to tax houses now. The white communities will pay more, apparently, which I guess I would be very frustrated if I was a black person living in that community. Because
he's a prize.
Yeah, he's a real prize. That's going to end up as a real disaster unless Hochul loses, and then they can sort of cap some of that spending. But if it's Hochul and Mamdani, get ready for bankruptcy. That's what I say. That would be the final straw.
Some people like Mamdani and other folks like that are very, again, they're still anti-jail, anti-police. Yeah. You know, there's leadership out there saying, you know, well, we don't know the person's prior circumstances. You know, were they hungry? Were they in need? Like, they stabbed somebody in the head. Yeah. I don't care if they're hungry and in need. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, does that matter? No, it doesn't matter. They tried to rape a 6-year-old. Does not matter how hungry or needy they are, in my opinion.
Right to jail.
Do not pass go. Directly to jail.
This is they call him the Teflon burglar. Accused serial burglar Juan Delval was so adept at dodging jail that cops came to call him the 32-year-old career criminal Teflon.
Teflon Don.
Delval already had more than 30 busts on his rap sheet and 5 open cases in Manhattan and Brooklyn when a Manhattan judge ordered him released without bail on August 15th. on the most recent burglary cases. So yeah. Within 10 days, cops said Duvall was being sought on more than a dozen other burglaries after investigators found 20 laptops, a stolen 9mm. Now, to his credit, nice. I'm sure he was going to register it. He was going to register
it. Yeah, he was going to probably turn that in at the next buyback, I would guess.
Yeah, that's he was waiting for that.
He was going to get the $10 for that.
No doubt. And drugs at his apartment at a Brooklyn public housing complex. So after all this stealing, by the way, now
did
we're
steal
paying
the drugs. Did he steal the drugs, like Walgreens drugs, or like other?
No. Those were drugs that they have found at his apartment at the Brooklyn public housing complex. So not only Glenn was he able to steal all this, he was able to live for free on the taxpayer doll at the public housing complex. So,
but to be clear, did he use the other stolen goods to buy the drugs, or did he also steal the drugs?
I don't know.
Not to split hairs here, but you know,
if I was a betting person, I would say the 20 laptops were stolen, the 9mm was stolen, and the drugs were not stolen, because that's how you end up dead when you steal the drugs.
Yeah. Right. They were. Purchased.
They do a good job of policing their own corners. I assure you of that. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Let's welcome Deb in Wheatfield. And by the way, you want to hop on board again, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Deb in Wheatfield, how are you? And thanks for holding.
I'm great. And the sunny day, how could I not be? Anyhow, I'm glad you guys are hosting. I really enjoy it. I'm glad they're having you fill in. I have two items. One, regarding the bail reform. I mean, I don't have any other suggestions except to reverse it the way it was passed. And that seems almost impossible because the Democrats were in charge, which they mostly always are. Anyhow, they passed it in 2019. So the only other way I'm hoping and praying that at least Stefanik gets elected. But I don't even know how much a Republican governor could do if we continue to have Democrats in the legislature in Albany.
What blows my mind.
And then another point is the freedom of speech. I know we're having the No Kings rally. When the last one occurred, there was really a media blackout here. I didn't hear hardly anything about it. How do you get enrolled in it? I'm not for No Kings. I actually feel that Biden was, when our speech was silenced under the Biden administration on social media, they wanted none of our opinions. And I think that that's what we're going to go back to. But just your opinions on those two areas.
Yeah, let me back up for a second, because you were talking about the Democrats having control in New York, and that's absolutely true. Whatever they want goes, right? What I don't understand is what happened to the Democrat Party. You know, the Democrat Party 25 years ago, we would have Democrats and Republicans on the radio show. We would argue about wages and working conditions, and then we'd all go out for beers after. And then we'd say, oh yeah, we'll be back we'll have you on in a next quarter, and we'll argue it out. And that was how it was supposed to be, by the way, right?
Exactly.
That's how the system worked.
Yeah.
That's how the system worked.
I remembered it.
Yeah. And the Democrat Party would come in and say, look at, and I'm using old school numbers. We want $10 an hour. And then they would say, there's no way we could pay you $10 an hour. Well, you're paying me $10 an hour. That's what my labor's worth. We can only pay you $5. Well, we're going on strike, right? And that, well, what about healthcare? And then we'd meet in the middle and we'd come back to the table and move on. There was never any discussion about letting people out of jail after they stab somebody in the head, right? There was never any discussion. Yeah, there was never any discussion about men walking into women's bathrooms and being okay to pee, right? So it's like, Democrat, Republican, I don't want these people out in the streets. And when I talk to my Democrat friends, they're like, they don't want people out in the streets. So why can't we fix this?
That as it may, now I really don't see any hope for New York City except having, and I really see this as almost impossible, having Republicans elected. I agree with you about the old school, the RFKJ party. I'm in my early 70s, and I remember that. I have many cousins and relatives that were Democrats. We would just disagree but get along. Then a hatred developed. I would honestly say that from the Democrat Party towards the Republicans, when we took the pro-life stance, which was in the late 70s, early 80s, and they took the opposite stance, and it seemed to kind of develop from there. We used to be able to have discussions, get along, just like RFKJ said, and that the
It changed with Obama. It changed with Obama and his hateful speech. Yep.
It did change with Obama. But I think to your point, Deb, there was a change earlier on, and that is from 1977 forward when we created the Education Department, right? And we started the national indoctrination of our children to hate America. And
the that's NEA, what, you know, yeah.
Sadly, well, but that's the truth. So, but more recently, for sure, Mike is right.
Ineffective. Right, and it's caused terrible results in test scores and education.
Yes, no question.
Secondarily, if you have a second, just about the free speech, that's my main concern. All the social media, anyone with conservative ideas or thoughts, anyone that would say, let's use critical thinking and examine the all the COVID measures and anything else pertaining to that, we were blocked from social media completely, and not only blocked, often demonized. So that's my main concern with the Democrats seem to want to crush free speech. And even with Odyssey, take buying out or the Soros-backed organization, buying all these conservative radio stations throughout the country. There's certainly been a decrease and a squelching, reminds me of England and Germany, of free speech and free conversation. What's your thoughts on that? And I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
Well, just really quickly, thank God for Elon Musk. I mean, I
think
he's going to
say, I think it's going the other way.
It's going the other way because of Elon Musk, right? And the benefit is some of the outlets that are like CNN are losing their viewership, right? So
people are moving. People are getting their content from Twitter now, getting their content from online. I understand what you're saying. I mean, we're on that. We were part of that, right?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm surprised Mike and Glenn were kicked off 20 years ago. I'm shocked we're still here. So
we still can't put our podcast on YouTube, but. Even though they say, now we're no problem. Now we're, we censor stuff, but now we found Jesus and we're going to be fine. And yet here they are still censoring stuff for sure. Let me just say this, Deb, there's is a New York problem for sure, but this is the judge thing and releasing criminals is a nationwide problem. This has happened in Florida. Jacoby Tillman tried violently raping a girl in a park. He has a long, violent track record. He's a guy freed again. Again, $9,500 bail.
$9,500. Yeah. Not $9.5 million, which is where it should be at, right?
Long rap.
$9,500. A lot of these dirtbags keep $9,500 in their pocket to do their drug trade.
Now, that judge was not bound by bail reform. That judge easily could have decided in Florida. She chose not to. Mm-hmm. Why? Because she's a liberal judge. Why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. How do you? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, look at
the guy.
New York
City. This guy definitely needs to be behind bars. Like you just look at the guy. Well, like, oh my God, he looks like he's a violent criminal.
Talking about Mom Donnie, this guy's a guy who wants to defund the police. Wants to get rid of him.
I'm ready to leave New York State. My son's family, they're all in Fort Myers, and I have another son here. So I'm for right now. I'm here, but if it wasn't for my son and my family here, I would have left a long time ago. But I don't want to abandon New York State, and I want to encourage the other conservative thinking people to please get involved and let your opinions be known, and please critically examine everything that we're offered before you agree with it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Deb.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Somebody hangs up. Your turn to call in 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle filling in for, do we dare say the great Joe Beamer?
Joe Beamer. You can almost say it. He's almost
the great Joe Beamer.
His show is really good. I will say I've had the opportunity. I mean, we're working throughout the week, so I don't always have a chance to listen. But
we don't really ever listen, so it's awesome.
Well, He's good.
We have to harass Joe. That's how we met Joe. Joe was our producer. Yes. Joe's first opportunity on radio was with Mike and Glenn, and I've made a commitment that as long as Mike and Glenn and Joe are on the same network, we're going to harass him. So the fact is, we never listen to his show ever.
No, that's
just
not
kidding,
true.
Joe.
That's not true.
No, no.
Let me.
What did he talk about yesterday, Glenn?
Well, I didn't. Okay, I said I work sometimes, and now I'm actually hunting. Now,
you did say sometimes. Oh, God. Sometimes. No, we love Joe Beamer. Does a great job and great opportunity. He, by the way, I think Joe probably gets invited to all those like fancy, award ceremonies and the local Buffalo. 25 years of radio, we still are not. I've never.
Someday
been.
He'll be in the Hall of Fame. I think we might be dead by that point, but at some point
we will never be there.
We'll see.
We will never be there. Before you do that, Glenn, you want to head back to the phone lines here?
Yeah, let's get another one.
All right. Let's, by the way, again, 803-0930-930. Let's welcome Mark in Tonawanda. How are you, Mark?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to watch my favorite topic, insane judges.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you. Go ahead. What?
I said plenty of them.
Well, plenty of them. And, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about, well, a little bit, we talked about the 70s and the educational platform, mainly talking about high schools, but not necessarily talking yet about universities. And some of the dumbest people I've ever met have the most amount of degrees. Yes. And that's really hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
Really hard to believe that. Wait, you. How many years did you go to school? And how? And what? What is coming out of your mouth?
That's the problem.
Yeah. So that's who you got here. You got these judges who are like, oh, what college did you go to? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're smart. You're smart, Mark.
Well, I just want to bring a couple of points up. First one, did you see the latest round of nonsense? You have a judge in Chicago that thinks he can stop ICE from coming in the courtroom. He says, if you do, I'm going to have you arrested. Now, this is out of control.
Yeah, well, they're trying to redistrict. Is it Chicago where the judge is now trying to redistrict based on color? Right. Well, go back to segregation.
I don't know about that, but I seen TV, all the criminals were laughing. Can you imagine the level of stupidity that this country has sank to? You got a guy that breaks the laws, comes out of a courtroom, somebody goes to arrest him, and then he gets arrested by a fellow law enforcement officer, and he's laughing all the way out the door, taking a trip to McDonald's or the drive-thru to get lunch.
Meanwhile, the town is on fire. Everything's destroyed. I mean, you can't walk on the streets alone during the day, let alone at night, right? And yet these people are fighting to not have this cleaned up.
And then they had the other judge told ICE to take the fence down at the Broadview in Chicago, the ICE facility. Now, why would you do that?
Take the fence down. Seriously. How about your house? You take your fence down, Judge. How about that?
Right.
How about you take your fence down and give up your security, right? How about you unlock your door? How about you take your front door off altogether? How outrageous is that? Why in the world would you ever put a ruling out like
these
that?
This is epidemic. These guys have to be investigated on their private social media, and they have to exactly see just what team they're on, because this is absolutely out of control.
Got to do more of what DeSantis has done, which is getting rid of them.
We know what team they're on.
Yeah. I mean, you had the one in Wisconsin. She got walked out of the back. He was letting somebody out the back door, and she wound up in handcuffs. She never heard anything would happen to her on that one. I can only imagine.
Hey, Mark, we got to take a hard break. You want to stick with us?
Yeah, go ahead. Take care.
Yeah, stick with us, all right?
Thanks, Mark.
All right, buddy. All right, so quick break. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll be back. All righty, welcome back. Second hour, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer. Here until 3 o'clock, folks. So if you want to hop on board, 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And we're talking about bail reform and just letting these dirtbags out time and time and time and time again. And some of it's bail reform. Some of it is just, you know, left-wing radical judges that basically have no conscience. I don't know how you live with yourself. I mean, I can't imagine being a, you know, even if I did it accidentally, I think I'd feel sick. But, you know, some of these folks, you know, freed, you know, 10, 20 times before they end up hurting and harming folks, and absolutely crazy. Let me see if I'll find some more here. We've got a whole list of some of these, and I read these. I think no way. Like, what kind of a judge looks at this report and says, you know, I think this guy should, I think, you know, 20 times he's harmed people, but I think he's found God. And now on the 21st time, he'll be just fine. this time he's going to go out and not hurt people. So love to know your thoughts on what we should do here. Bail reform, you know, getting these left-wing judges out of the bench and really cleaning up the country. You know, I can't imagine anybody thinking this is a good idea. You know, can you imagine talking to people 100 years ago, 50 years ago, and saying, hey, look, somebody's going to get arrested 50 times in 1 year, and we're going to continue to let them out on cashless bail so they can rob for the 51st time in the same year. I mean, I just can't. 803-0930 *930. Let's go back. Oh, yes, I was going to say you want to bring in Mark quick. Mark held throughout the break, and then we'll continue to open the phone lines. 803-0930 Mark in Tonawanda, thanks for holding, sir.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to say in closing, they see the guy that started this whole, the kid that started the whole cleanup in Washington. Did you hear what happened to him last night? He stopped that carjacking, 10 people, 8 got away. The 2 that they actually prosecuted, the judge said, I don't want to do nothing. They need to be rehabilitated. Are you kidding me right now?
They got probation.
They're rehabilitated.
Violently assaulted somebody.
Unbelievable. That guy's beat to a bloody pulp. You know what happens?
Yep.
If it happens to one of these judges' kids, I bet the whole story changes then, doesn't it? What a disgrace.
The difference is, and Glenn mentioned this before, the difference is the judges' kids live in a gated community with a fence, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
And then the judge has probably private security, right? So, I just don't get it. Democrat, Republican, can't imagine what goes through your brain to think, let these people out so they can harm other people. Sisters, they're moms, their wives, their brothers. They're all out on the streets, right? These are your relatives. Right. It could be your relative next hopping on the subway and getting stabbed.
Are they that brain warped?
Obviously they are. It's a disgrace. They got to be held. Something's got to be done about that. I don't know if they got to be some kind of a board to examine them every couple of years and look at all the cases that they,
something.
Something's got to be done. Yeah, something's got to be done. Some kind of board. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all agree with that. Thanks
for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Now look, Democrats love their studies. They're always studying something. So here's a study for you. Bail reform. Study shows that repeat crime increased in New York because of justice reforms.
Right.
Not just bail reform, but also, police reform and, can't arrest anybody and
sure.
You gotta use kid gloves and,
Well, and then what they do is they say, well, this is no longer considered a quote violent crime, right? So now stats look really good because stabbing somebody is no longer a violent crime.
Right. So. Almost half, according to the study, 49% were rearrested for a felony. Now, here's something you'll be shocked about, Mike. The fact that a study shows that people who have committed crimes tend to continue to commit more crimes.
No.
Not shocking.
It's just like, how much did that study cost us?
Right.
What a good study. So people that continue to do crimes are more likely to commit crimes. Wow.
We're not sure about that. We should study this and see. Mm. Kathy Hochul's been out there. She said it's not bail reform.
No.
It has nothing to do with it. That's not.
No, it's COVID.
It was COVID.
COVID.
People with the pent up anger because they were locked down. Listen, yeah. I got a lot of pent up anger because I hated seeing people go out of business.
Yeah.
But I didn't go stab anybody in the head, didn't assault anybody.
I
barely even insulted anybody, let alone assaulted
anybody. That's right. That's right. No carjackings for Mr. Wiggle during COVID.
No. Anybody's car.
I assure you, there was nobody more angry than Mike and Glatt. We sued the health commissioner here. We sued Poland cars. Nobody more. Not one Snickers bar did I steal. Not one.
Nope.
Not once did I take my anger out in a department store. Not once. Yeah. Not once. All right. 803-0930 *930. Let's Mark, appreciate the call, buddy. Let's welcome Bob in Niagara Falls. Bob, how are you?
Hello? Did I lose you?
Hey, Bob. No, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Oh,
you got
okay.
Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. How are you? Thanks for tuning in.
Very good. The bail reform needs to be gotten rid of. This stuff, no bail, is insane. I don't understand how they can live with themselves after the trouble they've caused.
Well, the Democrats say you can't use money as a tool to keep these folks in jail. Well, what would you use, right? I mean, that would be the other question is if I'm a Democrat, I say, well, it's not fair. Somebody rich can get out and somebody poor can't. Okay, then what measure would you use to keep somebody in jail who, I don't know, robbed your mother at gunpoint? What would you use? Right.
Well, if they already measure via their income for bail to begin with, they can do the similar, but with the violence, you can still raise it up enough that they can't be walking the streets.
Yeah, for sure. They're ridiculous. First of all, that's the system. Free market capitalism and the United States of America. It's not a perfect system. The funny thing is there's no system anywhere that's ever been created that's even close. Not even close.
But the bail reform thing is...
It's been said that we don't have a perfect system, but nowhere in the world is one that is better.
Not even close. Like, and even with bail reform, okay, we don't want to use money. Well, what would you use? Because I'll tell you what, right, that's a pretty good incentive for people to come back and make sure they show up in court to me.
Right. The whole bail reform thing, though, in New York, where they're not allowed, the judges have no discretion, is lunacy. Yeah. So this listener's headline. This is a New York Channel 4, New York City headline, NBC News. As suspects in Long Island body parts case remain free, critics urge bail reform laws change. Now, here's the byline. Currently, concealing a human corpse is not an offense in which a judge can impose bail, which is why the four defendants had to be released after this arrest. Let me read that again. For all those that believe the Democrats when they say, oh, it's not for violent crimes.
Just somebody stealing a can of corn to feed their family.
Concealing a human corpse is not an offense in which a judge can impose bail. It's nuts. What?
So what is then? What is? I can't think of
very
much
few
words.
Things. Very few things. Premeditated murder.
Right.
Can I change topic a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I'm 66, getting ready to look at retirement. Right now I'm working 60 hours a week. I'm trying to understand how the no tax on overtime and no tax on Social Security works.
Well, no tax. There's not no tax on Social Security, but Social Security is way more tax friendly. What you've got to be careful of is making sure you don't take Social Security before your full retirement age, which
66 and a half, I think it is, or something real close to that.
Yeah. So after that, then you can make as much money as you want without your Social Security being penalized, right? The tax-free part on the overtime, there's limits to that. So, and let me just say the full and fair disclosure, we are money managers, so we manage money for a living. We're not tax advisors. You know, Esther Goulias, by the way, great expert, 632-7886, the best in the business when it comes to that. But there are limits to being able to earn a certain amount of money tax-free. So there is tax-free, and I don't know what that limit is. But and then with Social Security, like I said, it's not it's not so much – Social Security is not tax-free, but it is way more tax-friendly when it comes to your tax return.
And now you get an extra deduction, I believe, as well.
Do they take and deduct it after your gross income at the end of the year? Or because my paycheck hasn't changed. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Your paycheck shouldn't change. It's your taxes are what should change.
Yeah.
You hope your paycheck doesn't change.
The amount of taxes coming out of my paycheck hasn't changed.
But
won't change. You're going to have to change that.
Yeah, you would have to claim it back, that. I think.
Yeah, you got to go to payroll and change it yourself. They're not going to change it for you. So they're keeping things status quo. They don't know your tax return. They don't know. You know, it's not like your payroll company is going to go, oh, here's where Bob is now. They're just going to stick with what you gave him, right? So,
I have to keep overtime myself, and then at the end of the year, deduct it that way.
Yeah, you're going to do your tax return, and at the end of the year, you should be getting a refund for that. Yep. And then next year, I would, readjust and do some tax planning. That's why, I don't know if you ever had the chance to listen to Esther, but she always tells people, you all come in, January 1st to April 15th, but you should be coming in July so we can game plan. So when you do your tax return this year, Bob, whoever you're working with should be game planning for next year to say, hey, Bob, we got this huge refund this year. If we're doing the same thing next year, maybe we just don't want to hold as much, withhold as much. The government a free loan.
Right. You can tell the human resource department or whatever that to change your withholding. Esther can help you with that. Give her a call at the office, 632-7886.
Very good.
That would be a good time. Now in the off season would be a great time.
Yeah.
Don't wait till January.
Get back early.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Call her now. She's got time now.
Yeah, 632-7886. There's a free plug for EG Tax, 632-7886. Esther's like a human computer when it comes to tax law and tax policy and all that other stuff.
Yeah, she cites the actual code. She's like 724.63. She's like a human computer.
It's
like,
sick.
What?
Yeah, it's sick.
Crazy.
It's great.
But yeah, she knows it like nobody else. All right. Thanks, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your help.
All right. Somebody hangs up your cue to call in 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236.
I still can't get over this headline. It's insane.
Yeah, read it one more time, by the way. I'd love this. By the way, why don't we ever hear from any Democrats? I mean, I think it was Bill Maher the other day. I was watching a little clip of his, and he said, I've been asking Democrats to come on my show. Now, this is a guy who actually voted for Democrats, voted for all of them, and they won't come on his show. That shows you that they cannot defend their policies, and they refuse to call into shows like this. 803-0930. We'll move you right to the front. *930.
You can't defend this stuff. How do you defend this?
How does that even happen, by the way? Hey, this is a good idea? Like, how does it get to that point?
I think that they bury it in a giant bill and they say, it's racism, Mike. So it's easy to say, the liberals want to be as woke as possible. And so if there's an opportunity to say, okay, well, we think that the bail is disproportionately affecting a certain minority group, so we're going to get rid of bail. In reality, is they're putting those criminals right back into those same neighborhoods. And those are the ones and the people that suffer the most from a lot of these things. But this headline is just shocking to me. And the article, you just read this thing. This isn't some far right wing, whatever, or far left wing. This is NBC News 4 in New York. As suspects in Long Island body parts case remain free, critics urge bail reform laws change. Currently, concealing a human corpse is not an offense in which a judge can impose bail, which is why the four defendants had to be released after their arrest. And the article goes on to say, two of the four people arrested in connection with body parts belonging to a man and a woman found on Long Island were back in court Friday, but we're still not being held behind bars. A move that has led to intensified calls for bail law changes. Neither Jeff Mackey nor Alexis Neves would speak to reporters today after their brief court appearances. Both remain free.
Wow.
Okay, great. That's just great.
Wow.
I mean,
that's unreal.
At some point, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what's funny is after the year after, so 2019, bail reform gets passed, 2020, what they're saying is, well, yeah, crime was way up, but it was COVID, number one. And number two, if it was the same repeat offenders, they would be doing it in the same areas, and crime happened to be up everywhere in 2020. So the deal was, it's just a thing now. Like, it's not like, okay.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Let's think of this through. So maybe crime is up because they've robbed all the places in their own town, and now they're moving a town over to get that stuff too. Just saying. If we didn't arrest them in the town where they already broke the windows and robbed the stuff, why would they not move a town over and rob that too, right? That's the thinking, though. The thinking is, well, it's got to be COVID. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it COVID that caused these people to disassemble these bodies and spread them around New York City? I mean,
unreal.
State police, they processed a crime scene at Bethpage State Park. They found additional remains there. They found remains in a wooded area in West Babylon. They found remains that were found in Southard's Pond Park had been dumped recently by somebody using a car. I mean, you got a group of people that are killing and disassembling people and scattering their body parts all over the area.
Without any consequences. That's not a violent crime.
Just nuts to me. Just absolutely insane.
That's not a violent crime. Yeah. Here's what I would encourage you to do.
They're
folks,
out
by
there,
the way. Yeah.
Roaming the streets.
With body parts, 803-0930-930. I would encourage you folks, by the way, many of you more moderate Democrats, to start to really take a step back. You know, I talking to a lot of friends who have been registered Democrats for years and saying, I don't think you are a Democrat anymore. And I think the party has left you. And like, no. I'm like, well, do you believe in bail reform? Do you believe in this? Do you think that somebody moving a corpse around New York City should be, arrested or at least detained?
Parts.
Yeah. No, I think that's disgusting. Do you believe in massive amounts of welfare as you go to work, and do what you do to feed your family 50 hours a week? No, I don't believe in that. Do you believe in open borders where MS-13 gang members can just walk across with massive amounts of fentanyl Actually, did you see that drug bust the other day? Coming off of Venezuela, they busted it. Trump tweeted out that it could have killed over 50,000 people. That's how much drugs was on one boat, right? And they were able to stop it, right? But do you believe in that? Do you believe in open? No, I don't believe in open borders. No, in fact, many of my Democrat friends, are, which rightfully so, are like, well, number one, they're stealing our jobs. Like, look, I'm a working class man. I want those jobs. Darn right we do, right? We want them here in the United States of America, union, non-union, I don't care. I want American jobs. That's what I want, right? That's what I care about. When you start to go through the list, you go, do you believe in this? Like, no.
But what they would say
do you believe in?
But how do you know that they had drugs on the boat? Don't they deserve due process, Mike? They love the word due process. They actually asked that question to Trump in a recent press conference, and his answer was absolutely perfect. He said, you have to understand, we have intelligence in these places. We know where the boats are coming from. We know when they're being loaded. We know when they're leaving. We know who's on the boat. We know what's on the boat. We know where the boat's going and when it's going to go there. And so we intercept it and we blow it up. These aren't random chance encounters in the ocean. We know exactly what's on the boat. He goes, and these aren't just another fishing vessel. How do we know this one? No. These are super high speed boats designed to evade capture that are designed to smuggle drugs. So we're not just due process. We've done that ahead of time. It was basically his answer. And he's right, right? We know this isn't like, oh, look, there's a ship. It might have drugs because it's coming from this country. We're going to just, no.
Yeah.
We know. And if it saves Americans, then so be it. So a couple of drug smugglers from Venezuela don't get their due process. If they're not American citizens, they might not deserve due process. I don't really care, to be honest with you.
No, I just want to protect America.
100 and some thousand Americans are dying per year because of fentanyl. I don't care.
They don't care. We're going to take a quick break. Hop on board 803-0930-930. Only a half hour left, folks. Please don't wait until the end of the show. 803-0930-930. You are what makes this fun show show fun. Yeah, I'll get it out. So please don't wait to the end of the show. Again, 803-0930-930. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Living easy, living free.
Welcome back. Had to hear a little bit of that tune, Tanner. Sorry. In radio land, sometimes you're supposed to come right in, but I couldn't do it. A little AC/DC for you. That'll get you fired up. And by the way, we have a signed guitar we bought for charity, all the members of AC/DC. So pretty cool. Pretty cool acquisition to the financial guy's inventory. So
yeah, real cool.
Yeah. 830-930-9930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. In for Joe Beamer until 3 o'clock here, and we're going to get to the phone lines here. We've got Ray and Amherst up on deck. Real quickly, though, Glenn, before the break, we were talking about, they're coming back from the break, talking about some of these judges, and this one judge in New York City. I mean, the track record is most of the violent crimes she's in front of, she lets go.
85%.
85.
Queens Criminal 85. Court Judge Wanda Lacitra, who was appointed by former Mayor Bill de Blasio, released 29 out of 34 for an 85% rate of alleged violent felons between January and June.
Wow, 85.
2024. Yeah.
Wanda apparently doesn't live in that community. I don't know. I just, like, what is Wanda thinking? Like, what goes through Wanda's brain when she says 85% of the time, I think this person will be just fine back out on the subway?
Here's another one. Manhattan Criminal Court Judge Valentina Morales,
also appointed by de Blasio, I'm sure.
Probably. Allowed 83 out of 101 alleged violent felons to return home without bail during the same six-month period. Huh. Among the most egregious of them was convicted felon Eric Taylor. Taylor was accused of giving 24-year-old woman walking to work in Union Square a concussion, a black eye, and a cut by smashing her in the face with a heavy bag. Morales let the alleged perpetrator walk free, despite the fact that his assault was actually bail eligible and he had a long rap sheet of felonies and misdemeanors. So even when there's a possibility, see, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Bail reform is an excuse a lot of these judges use.
Right.
But in states that they don't have bail reform, it's still happening in cases where there is a possibility for bail, they're still not imposing it. So this problem goes beyond just bail reform. This problem goes to what kind of quality of human being are we appointing to the benches here? I mean,
right.
Judges, I mean, have the ultimate of power. They're holding power over people's lives.
And these
and
are
in some cases, they're losing lives because they're releasing criminals.
Supposedly people that are, quote, educated, right? And where did you get your education to let somebody, a man who smashes a lady in the face and who has a long-term track record of doing such, back out on the streets? Doesn't seem real bright to me. All right, let's welcome Ray and Amherst. We'll go back to the phones. 830-930-930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. Ray and Amherst, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah.
Former Democrat, quit the Democrat Party about 30 days ago, joined the Republican Party. I think it's time that these judges get held accountable in some way for letting these violent offenders off with a prior record. I think these judges need to be arrested or held accountable in some way, disbarred, because they're not accountable to anybody. And it's causing violent crime in New York to happen when they let these violent criminals out with a prior record, and the judges have no accountability at all.
Rudy Giuliani on our show on a Saturday said that they had it down to less than 300 people committing almost 90% of the crimes in New York City. 300, not 3,000, not 30,000, not 300,000. 300.
I don't care if it is 30,000. Get them in jail.
It is. But I'll tell you what, 300, that's real manageable. You and I can put together a team and round these guys up in a weekend.
Right. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous.
Well,
it's outrageous.
I left the Democrat Party because it's a party of hate, and it's been taken over by communists, black racists, feminists, and homosexuals. No longer represents a broad.
It's been taken over by a lack of common sense, and the final thing you said was spot on, which is They were supposed to be about working class people. That's what I say. They were supposed to be. They could be whatever they want to be.
Communists now.
Yeah, I mean,
they're just radical communists now.
That's what crazy. The platform was, right? Yeah. Work hard for America. Work hard for your family. We believe in the police department. We believe in strong borders. You know, we believe in the rule of law.
Right.
We just want our fair share of wages, and rightfully so. I get it, man. Looking back at some of those arguments 25 years ago, it's like a CEO's making $30 million. We want $10 an hour. Okay, that's a very valid argument. Let's fight it out. And and guess what? You're going to go on strike. You're not going to strike. Well, I get it. But when you're letting somebody out that stabs somebody in the face, right. and it's the 20th time they've done it, I mean, this is so far radical left, it's not even funny. When you tell me it's okay for a male to walk into a bathroom that my daughter is changing in, that my daughter's going to the bathroom in, we don't have any common ground. We're not friends.
Yeah.
I don't like you. I can't negotiate with you.
Or in some cases, worse, they're using the locker rooms and they're watching girls change. It's awful.
Right.
Let me give you another one. Thanks for the call, Ray. We appreciate
Thanks, Ray.
It. Welcome to the party.
Appreciate it.
Let me give you another one. This is craziness, right? So Judge Robert Rosenthal, okay, another New York City guy, let 67% of violent offenders walk without bail during the first 6 months of 2024. The judge was even so brazen as to allow Jason Ayala, who was facing violent robbery charges, to leave jail on unsupervised release in January of 2025. The so-called supervision did not deter Ayala from going on an alleged sexual assault spree the very next day.
Supervision.
Get this, Mike, get this. In which he was accused of molesting two children, ages 12 and 14, and three adult women in the span of 30 minutes.
Oh, my.
In 30 minutes the next day after release.
Unreal.
Right?
Unreal.
It's unreal.
Unreal. Now, this isn't somebody who robbed a Snickers bar, right? That's the argument from the Democrats. Well, these people.
It was a violent a theft is what it was.
Guy got caught with a joint, right? This guy, first of all, you touch kids. You should never have no passco. It's right to jail. I'm sorry. That's it. There's nothing more important in society than the children and protecting those children. And we try to do everything we possibly can to keep them away from scumbags like this. Right. Number one deal is you touch them, you're gone. Bye-bye. That's my
Here's
rule.
Another
Bye-bye.
One. Judge Marva Brown of Manhattan Criminal Court has released 62% of accused violent perpetrators during the first half of 2024.
Yeah, it's judge after analysis. Judge after judge. These are the highly educated folks. These are
Here's
the ones that have got
free,
the
though.
Six-year degree from college.
Brown let Amira Hunter off after she allegedly bashed a Subway cellist over the head with a metal water bottle in February 2024. I remember that. Ugh. I remember the video. She just walks up for no reason, takes a metal water bottle. The guy suffered a concussion. He has serious injuries. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Bronx Criminal Court Judge Eugene Bowen, another one, he let 87 out of 113 accused violent felons walk free during the same time period.
Wow.
The judge allowed two accused cop beaters to walk free after prosecutors asked for $10,000 bail. It's just, again, you're right. It's judge after judge,
judge after judge.
And it's state after state after state.
Yep.
We're giving a lot of New York examples, but honestly, we've given examples in Carolina, in Florida, in Tennessee. I mean,
you've got
a nationwide pandemic.
Yeah, you've got bad judges all over.
Epidemic.
And then now, in places like New York, they can use that as an excuse. Well, it's bail reform. Well, it's just bail reform, right? Yeah, garbage. All right, let's welcome Kevin in Pendleton. Somebody hangs up, your cue to call in 803-930-930 on a cell phone. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, guys? You know,
Good.
It's while it's refreshing to hear your previous caller changing his registration voter wise, and that's fine. A little goes a long way, but I'm wondering at this stage if it's not too late, man. Because
nope.
You know the barbarians.
It's not too late. No, it's
really?
Not too late. Yeah, here's why.
Okay.
Here's why, Kevin. Here, let me tell you the optimist. And Glenn's sick of hearing my optimism.
Oh,
yeah. I'm an optimist because the fabric of America is changing. They're leaving these places and they're moving to Florida. They're leaving Chicago and moving to Texas. Florida's gaining power. That's why the Democrats are just, you know, the Democrats are never going to win another presidential election soon. Well, let me just say this. a few minor changes need to happen for this to happen. Number one is we need IDs, right? Voter ID. Have to have voter ID. Second is you've got to continue to put pressure on these states to make sure that not everybody gets an ID card, right? But what's going to happen is you're going to win Florida, you're going to win Texas, and you're going to be well on your way to being the president of the United States of America, right? The Democrats are petrified of that. So they're trying to bring in the illegals, trying to get them to vote, right? People are leaving New York. Now, is that good for New York? Of course not. Mom Donnie, you think Mom Donnie's going to win in Daytona Beach, Florida? No, he's going to win in New York City, right?
No.
So New York City will continue to turn into a trash hole. New York will, instead of having, by the way, areas that are ghettos, you might actually have states. You might have California and New York as the ghettos. You know, those are the trash holes. And then the rest of the country is actually nice and vibrant with good schools. And but the fabric of America is changing, man. It's changing. And it's going to take time. You're going to see bankruptcies, my guess, over the next 10, 20 years in places like New York City and New York State. Mm-hmm. But you had Florida, by the way, which was this little place that nobody cared about. And now there's more people there than there are in New York State. And it's continuing to move
about
that
it,
way. Texas is the same.
Right. The only thing about it, though, and I see your point, right? I mean, there's places you can go to, and you think,
I know what you're
going to
say.
America.
You're going to say they're going to move down there and take their votes with them, right?
And spoil that's
nope,
the whole thing.
Wrong. But, wrong. See, what's happening is, here's what I tell all my Florida friends who years ago said, don't send those New Yorkers here. And I say, you know what? You're welcome. We saved your state. Florida had more registered Democrats than Republicans just 6, 7 years ago. And now it's red. It's so red that if you and I take a trip to Mars, we might be able to see Florida now. That's
well,
how
for
red
work,
it is.
I've been to Ohio. That's a couple of days for work related and stuff, man. And I drive through certain parts here and I say, wow. And some parts remind me of City of Lockport back at the, in the day, the photos I've seen. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know what, man? This is something. But here's what, folks, from now on, when you're filling out what state you live in, don't say New York. Say New Yorkistan. That might be more appropriate.
I'll make a bet right with now. You, by the way. If Mom Donnie wins, I bet the midterms are 100% Republican cleanup. Because the rest of the country is going to say, I don't want that here. I don't want that here.
The bright side of it is that if things have to get really bad, you know, to get better and out of the ashes, you know, we rise like a phoenix, maybe it might be the answer to everything. But right now, with the way they've opened up the borders and stuff, these people are here right now, and it looks as though we may split into two Americas physically, not just culturally and so on, or ideologically, but we may need to split. And then we're going to be the winners anyway.
I'm going to make a bet that socialism doesn't work just like it never, ever did. And places like New York City are going to run out of other people's money and go bankrupt. And then a hard control board is going to come in and say, hey, this party was fun, but it can't last any longer. And you're going to see places like Florida continue to thrive. Not that it's not going to go through its ups and downs and its peaks and valleys. That's what happens. But, you know, I mean, look at in Florida, they just passed open conceal. That doesn't happen 7 years ago in Florida. That does not happen in Florida 7 years ago. More registered Democrats or Republicans 7 years ago in Florida. Not the case any longer. It's getting more and more conservative. The people leaving California, do you think they're the welfare recipients sucking off the system? No.
These are the people
paying the bills.
Elon
there.
Musk.
Yeah.
Elon Musk paying the bills. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And his business.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks again, man.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Keep a smile, Kevin. Keep a smile.
I'm optimistic that the state-run grocery stores are actually going to work this time. I'm really
I know you are.
To see it.
Well, you're going to go shopping there. We're going to do a live
it.
Remote.
It's
live
be
remote.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to do live remote. I want to see some of
the shelf. That'll be it.
Yeah, see,
those will be locked up.
I like that lady's idea with the California one though, where you skip the grocery store and you just put the groceries right in their refrigerator.
We got to follow up.
So they just wake up in the morning.
Ever.
The little houses in California you just wake up and the food is there. The food's just there. It's just there.
I love that interview. Yeah. We got to follow up on that whole idea. She was going to buy houses and then just, it was like rent free. So, and she goes, wouldn't it be great if you just woke up and there was toothpaste in the bathroom and you know, coffee and creamer in the fridge for you and everything else. Yeah, that would be great. It's called living with mommy and daddy. That's how right. that works. But right. at some point, yeah. you know,
free healthcare. Right? right? Free healthcare. Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Exactly. Forever? Forever. Yeah, forever. All right. We could probably sneak in another call if you want to hop on board. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone. We're talking throughout the day, well, throughout the day, 2 hours here on bail reform and these left-wing radical judges continuing to let these scumbags back out in the street. And what needs to be done to fix it? And to me, not a Democrat problem, not a Republican problem. Just blows my mind to think we would let anybody back out in the street after they've committed 20 of these crimes, you know, 50 of these crimes in 1 year. I mean, just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I'm not a legal expert, but what I understand is that Congress has the ability to impeach these judges. Now, it's got to go through the Senate, and you got to have like two-thirds. It's never going to happen. But as Ron Wasko put it on one of the recent radio shows, and he nailed it, the process should be the punishment, right? Bring them in front of Congress, make them answer to Congress, and so the American people can see and ask them, why did you think releasing this violent criminal that had 36 violent offenses, why did you think that was a good idea to release them unsupervised?
Right.
I mean,
right.
the guy in New York City literally went on a sexual assault spree, a 6-year-old, 12-year-old, and 3 adult women in a span of 30 minutes the day after he's released. I mean,
right.
come
right.
on.
Right. Right.
This is ridiculous.
And again, he hasn't been released. This isn't the first time he's been released. No. Time and time.
And it was a violent
and time again.
Or a violent robbery or something like that.
Where's the media?
Right?
It'd be a great story, by the way, for local news here, huh? Grab some of these judges and say, hey, look, you let out this person, these people 87% of the time, and here's the result of that. Let me do. Remember when they used to do, what was it called? Oh, yeah, investigative reporting. Nope. Oh, yeah, they used to do stories like that. Not anymore.
Ooh, no, not anymore. God, it's literally, I'm going to read off the teleprompter and do exactly what I'm told. There's at some point, you're just going to have like, you know, the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic people, obviously, which way better, right? But you get the point, right? We'll have robots that will just sit
way
there,
better.
And they'll announce the, that's the best.
That drummer guy hasn't been.
Why that analogy came into my head, I have no idea. But
that drummer guy hasn't moved in years.
Look at robots. Robots have come a long way, obviously. But that,
not a knock on Chuck E. Cheese. Not a knock on Chuck E. Cheese. Love your pizza. I love your pizza. Love your video games. But I got to tell you, they're not using AI technology when it comes to that drummer bear.
You get the point, though, right? So
they'll
have automatronics or whatever, robots, that will be able to read out the teleprompter just as good as anybody else is, because nobody seems to be looking at any of this stuff. I don't see. You're right. I mean, a local story would be great about the guy who was released the 14th time or whatever.
Yeah, maybe some of these judges would start the thing twice. Like, not a good idea, right?
I mean, you
would think after a 6 or 7 year education, you'd be bright enough and have a little bit of common sense to say this is not a good idea. Apparently not. Apparently not.
Drag him in front of Congress. Drag him in front of Congress.
100%.
Make him answer. Make the process the punishment. And so at least they'll think, look, I'm not looking to intimidate judges. Don't accuse me of that. But the reality of it is, when you have a judge who's releasing violent criminals, and in one case in South Carolina, you've got a judge who's released almost every single pedophilia case that's come in front of him.
That's
there's
disgusting.
A problem.
That's disgusting.
Right? I mean, you're ruining people's lives by putting these people back in the street. There's got to be some level of accountability. Let's hope we can, Congress or somebody can do something. I'm out of ideas, but that's it.
All right. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, appreciate WBEN, Tim Wanger, Lisa, everybody allowing us to fill in for Joe Beamer. Appreciate the time here. Love having the opportunity to be part of the station during the week. If you need us, 833-FIN-GUYS. If you think like us, use our team as a resource. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you like what you hear, download our app. We'd appreciate that. Tanner, thank you so much, buddy. Always do an awesome job. I love that you actually care about our show. Appreciate it. God bless everybody, and hopefully, well, we'll see you Saturday right here on News Radio 930 WBEN 1 to 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.